Some baseball teams earn state tourney berths, while others face weather delays before punching their ticket to Appleton. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
Many of the baseball sectional final and final games were able to be played as scheduled on Tuesday, but some were postponed due to poor weather. In games that did make it to completion, defending champion Sun Prairie earned another Division I state tournament berth with victories over Oshkosh West and Sheboygan South. Number 11 seed Nina kept its Cinderella season alive with an 8-0 victory over De Pere, but saw their sectional final game and chance at a trip to state pushed back to Thursday due to the weather. In Division II, Lodi scored a 2-0 victory over Edgerton before knocking off Wisconsin Dells 6-3 to join the school's boys and girls basketball teams in making state appearances in the last 3 months. Waupun took down Waupaca and Racine St. Catharines to advance to state on the other side of the bracket. Division III squads Oconto, Westby, and Deerfield all claimed spots at Fox City Stadiums as well. In Division IV, Rib Lake shocked top-seeded and top-ranked Rochelt 4-3 before falling to Wausaukee in the sectional final. Greenwood, Potosi, and Lake Country Lutheran all secured state trips in D4 as well. New scholarship offers for the state's talented class of 2014 football players seem to come in on an hourly basis sometimes, and a pair of prospects picked up their first BCS offers earlier this week. On Monday, Madison LaFollette defensive back Marcus Collins received a scholarship offer from Pitt. A day later, Illinois became the first Big Ten school to offer Austin Roberts of Rice Lake, who now has a baker's dozen D1 offers. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.